Okay.
Yay! Nurse Donna.
I want to thank you guys for being there early and welcoming people, because they will, I'm sure they'll be more comfortable, and I'm just so glad that you are all here. I did hear Sue Spangler's name and Richard's name. So I'm going to go ahead and start so that we can get as much in as possible in this next 75 minutes. And I will mute the class first so that we won't have a lot of background noise. Now, when I mute you, you will be able to speak if you really need to by hitting *6 if you have something important to say. But most of the time we use that for the speakers that we'll be sharing and for our prayer time later. I'm going to mute you now, and then Cindy is going to be our host tonight, and she will press *6 so she can speak.
Hello, everyone, and tonight we have a wonderful class with Vishnu, who represents the 420 elders plus El Moria, and they both will be speaking through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. So they're coming to help us clarify what is really happening in our world, such as the mass media, the weather changes, and people living in unreality. So many of us have come to Earth in this lifetime to help others find reality and to understand what is happening and to be examples of light and love that are missing in our population today. We are helping others adjust to the golden crucible age that we are gradually entering. Now, at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Also, to ask any questions and to share any insights or experiences that you have had. And also to give us any prayer requests and then join us in prayer. Now, our mission and vision statements. So I'll read these, and then you have the option to read them, to say them along with me, or you can just listen to them. Our mission. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teaching and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I'd like everyone to read the following opening prayer with me. And this was in your invitations that you received. So if you'd like to get them as in your invitations, and this is the prayer. Together. In the name of Almighty God, I call to Archangel Michael, Master Vishnu and El Moria, and I say, thank you for your presence in our class tonight and for your help in presenting it. Please know that I am here in this class because I desire to serve God with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. May we all be filled with your love and light, essential for the healing of our earth as we live and learn from the masters and angels tonight. So now we're going to sing together, and the song, which is the song that we sent you, And it is also number 113 in the Psalm book, How Great Thou Art. And we'll sing three verses and the chorus.
Well, that song always turns me on. And I just want to mention here that a number of the masters, and especially Jesus and Archangel Michael, tell us that if we are devoted to them and ask them, they will be there when we do pass over or transcend or ascend. And it's hardly like leaving anywhere, because you're still very aware and alert, just as you are right now, and it's a very special time. So this song is very exciting to me for that reason. I want to share a quick verse of scripture from the Bible regarding the 4 and 20 elders. In chapter 4 of Revelation, John, the beloved younger brother, probably, of Jesus, wrote all this down, and it's quite amazing, because we're seeing a lot of what is happening today prophesied in this book of Revelation, especially in chapter 12. It's hard to understand for many people, and if you get a more modern version or read several different versions, it's helpful. But here's what it says in chapter 4, verse 4. And round about the throne, meaning the throne of God, were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And there are other places in Revelation that mentions the crowns of gold and the white raiment, and how and people interpret that to mean that it's referring to the elders. And they are very important, and they did come forward and speak through Vishnu, who spoke through David. So with that, we will get started. Let me just bring that up right now. Okay, here we go.
We are the 24 elders. And I, Vishnu, as a spokesperson for this august body, declare unto you this day that we have met, and that in answer to the calls of the righteous upon earth, light descends, judgment is enacted, and the judgment that comes this day is the judgment upon the false mass media upon the earth. Many who look to God for the answer to the current dilemma wherein lies, propaganda, and falsehoods are prevalent, understand now, precious ones, that this action is indeed as a result of these calls. And there is an unleashing of a great light from 12 fountains in the heaven world that exist within temples, within the retreats of the Universal White Brotherhood. And this light goes forth, and those who consciously have vowed to stand against the will of God, the wisdom of God, the love of God, are now brought forth before our body in their finer bodies.
Just briefly, I want to mention here that for any of you that are new, when it says the Great White Brotherhood, they're talking about the white of the raiment, the white of the light, the white of the brightness. And light is, when you have a brilliant light, it can be used in certain scientific situations to purify. So that's why that word is used. And also, we're talking here about the great light from 12 fountains in the heaven world. You can read about that if you look it up and in the Bible. And this light goes forth, and those who consciously have vowed to stand against the will of God, they're going to have to answer. So we'll go on here.
And each one must give an accounting this day of the falsehoods that they have been an exponent of. And the records are shown of the truth from Akasha. And each one is given an opportunity this day to make amends for their actions, for their words. And those at the heads of these industries who are often the arch deceivers are also directly brought before our council. and there is a manifestation of the flame of divine truth from the all-seeing eye of God manifest that none can deny, for the power of it, the reality of it, is beheld by all. And when faced with this reality of truth in a cosmic sense and on a cosmic scale, many shiver or cower before that light, knowing now that they have been often a tool of deception, dishonesty, and intrigue. This action of this manifestation of divine justice during this cycle of God justice will continue, blessed ones, until every soul involved in this grand scheme of nihilistic interpretation and delivery to the peoples of this earth through the media of their perspective, which is not God's perspective, are given an opportunity to be fully apprised of this action within our councils. And then the Lord God, Alpha and Omega, through our representation, will pronounce the pronouncement and the consequences unto each one.
I'm going to ask Lenore to share with us a little bit more about what the masters are talking about when they're referring to these falsehoods of the mass media here. And Lenore, if you can hit star 6, we'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Donna. So what have the masters shared about falsehoods in the mass media? They have been talking about this situation for a very long time. Mother Mary mentioned this situation in 2008, August 17th. She said, "Our confession of faith is that we move in a stream of beingness, no longer bound by a human hierarchy that tells us what to do, where to go, what to think, that manipulates us through the mass media and controls the strands of our DNA through all manner of electronic and mass hypnotic paraphernalia of this world." And then in 2013, Saint Germain said, "Believe not all that you read or see or hear in the mass media, for this in and of itself, dearest ones, is twisted and distorted to attempt to cause you to feel, see, and know something that is within a certain stream that the dark ones are attempting to create by the collective consciousness of peoples of many nations." So we see many examples of this in our current media. There's so much been going on, especially this year, 2017. The violence that we see when groups supposedly are protesting that the police are racist, that President Trump is racist, we're finding that these groups are actually, many of them, funded by George Soros. And they aren't like grassroots movements and people, this is just the people's doing with it they think they should do to express how they feel strongly about something. These are orchestrated, but you don't see in the media that. You're never told in the mainstream media that this is being funded by this person. And it came out kind of interestingly. There was a group of protesters, and they were protesting that they had not been paid yet by George Soros, and they were upset about that. That, however, was not widely put out there in the mainstream media. So There are lots of examples of these kind of things where you will see a certain bent on, a certain take on the news of things that are going on, and this in itself is a manipulation. So going on with what the masters have said, in 2011, Saint Germain said, "Dearest ones, the internet must remain free for you to know the truth about the sharings of the conscious ones. And even when there is some misinformation and disinformation, it is better to have a free advocacy of the news and of the messages of many through this divine media opportunity than for you to have the constant bombardment through the mass media, the manipulative media, of the dark ways of error." And we're thinking about when President and Trump and Melania were in Poland, and the media made a big deal about the First Lady of Poland not wanting to shake President Trump's hand, you know, and she went right over to Melania. And this was a big story for a while. And then it turns out that if the whole picture were shown, she had decided to shake the hands of the women first, and then she went and shook the hands of the men. But we're manipulated to think what the media decides they want to show us. So the rest of the story. In 2017, in the beginning of this year, January 31st, El Moria said, "Some have even railed against what we have shared through this dispensation of late, believing the lying media, the mass media, rather than going within to ascertain the divine truth of the present moment through alignment with God everywhere." So I guess that's the key, really, you know, going within, alignment with God, and maybe even asking where, oh God, will I find the truth, and being led, because there's a lot of sources even in the alternative media. You know, how do you know which one you can believe? So there is an attunement that has to take place. One other example I just wanted to give about how the mass media decides what they want us to believe is the way they are portraying President Trump's desire for war in North Korea, and saying that, you know, quoting one little part of what he says, like, if North Korea decides to attack or hurt one of our allies, I won't hesitate to take care of the situation. I won't hesitate to take care of them, or I'll put an end to their antics, or I'll see that they never threaten us again. So those little sound bites are excerpted and played, and not the part where he says, the last thing I want to see happen is another war. So there you have it. I'm sure most of you are quite well aware of the situation. I thought it was interesting that the masters have been talking about this as long as they have. Okay, thank you, Donna. Back to you.
Thank you, Lenore. And yes, it is so true. One thing that we heard in the broadcast this morning was a replay from, we heard a replay from Mother Mary, and in it she says, if you have a question and you want to know the answer to it, close your eyes, meditate for a minute, see a screen or a picture of what you are questioning, what you would like to know, and then see us coming down from heaven and answering for you. And you will be told, you will find out what's true and what's not true. If you just meditate for a minute and ask us, we can answer all your questions. So that I would challenge you to do. And I do it myself often. And if I don't get a real clear answer, I put these things on the back burner, but I don't come up with a final conclusion that, President Trump is out to start a war, just because I hear an excerpt and I don't see or read his whole statement. And that is so true, what Lenore said. There's just a lack of information is just as bad as telling a lie. So especially when you remove that which you don't want people to hear. Okay, we'll go on.
Blessed ones, although this may seem severe to some, It truly is an action of divine love in its highest fulfillment and offering unto mankind. For love is the fulfillment of the law of being within each one. And unless one embraces divine love within the heart, there can be no fulfillment of that one's divine plan upon earth. Therefore, it is mercy. It is opportunity knocking again unto the many who have become, because of their self-deception, tools of the sinister force. Those who would see derision and division manifesting everywhere. Through the false words that have gone forth and continue to spew out through this false mass media. There is a warning unto mankind that this manifestation of light often also results in planetary changes, upheavals. Therefore, prepare your own awareness, consciousness, and body temple for what Alpha and Omega decide to enact as the fulfillment of this law of love within your planet, within your civilization, and within your own being. There is no fear within the heart that is true to God. There is only love for the divine within all life, all creatures, and within self. And that love breeds beingness, understanding, honesty, integrity, and one simply must abide within that law of truth, that reality of godliness.
I'm going to call on Barbara to answer this question. How does the manifestation of light result in planetary changes? Barbara?
Yes. I pondered this question. I've been thinking about it all week. And as we know, we in the Heart Center and in other organizations too, we are dedicated to prayer. That's a big part of what we do. And we invoke the light into all kinds of situations around the world, politically, socially, personally, and into the earth body itself. And we have been told in the past by the masters that there is a violet flame sea at the heart of the earth, and that we would know that our prayers are working. Because as we contribute our energy and our calls to this violet flame sea, it would expand and continue to expand. And as it did so, it would force out the darkness like through the pores of the earth to the surface. And we would see chaos, upheaval, horrible weather, earthquakes, and a lot of personal and political unrest. And that would be a sign that what we're doing is working, because all this stuff was coming up for transmutation. It's being exposed. And yes, it's unnerving at the ground level to see all this, but it is truly a sign that what we've been doing for years and years and years is working, and we are being successful, and God's light and love is winning on this planet, and we just need to hang on and keep doing what we're doing, you know, keep on keeping on, like Linnella says, and we're going to get through this, and it will be a lot better. Anyway, that's my take.
Thank you, Barbara. That's great. I just might ask a question. Have any of you ever gone on a detox diet? If you've ever decided to detox yourself or go on a cleansing diet, how do you feel when it all starts to come out? I always feel terrible because I get a terrible headache. I can't sleep sometimes. I get moody. I get anxious. These are the symptoms.
Poisons being flushed out.
Exactly, and that's exactly what you've described is happening right now. As the light detoxifies the earth, the dirt comes out, and we deal with it. We continue to pray and see it cleansed. So, hallelujah for that. It's one thing we can be happy about, despite all of the symptoms of detox that are happening right now on our planet. Okay, we'll move on here.
The word of the law and the word of the Lord are one, inseparable, and in some cases final in the cosmic courts of jurisprudence. All must face the facts of the divine life within them, around them, and within their world. And when the truth is known, and yet still some choose to live in unreality, then the consequences must come forth as a mercy to those who choose the higher walk with God.
I'm going to ask Sharon if she will share with us some thoughts on the difference between reality and unreality, and how do we see them manifesting today. So, Sharon?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hello, by the way. The difference in reality and unreality is God's system or facts versus illusion in which some choose to live. We perceive reality through our focus or our attunement with our higher self by being present, mindful, and having discernment. Reality manifests as understanding and having a sense of peace, knowing that God is always in control. Unreality or illusion often manifests as divide and conquer tactics, lies, and trickery, and fake news, such as was stated earlier. These inflammatory tactics have some people in fear of nationwide riots and possible world war. Also, just as Lenore said earlier, groups are being paid to protest for or against certain issues in the news, which may not have been accurately reported, but exaggerated to inflame. We must learn how to hear the voice of God. People used to protest from their hearts. Remember back in the 60s? They were out there protesting for good things, and they weren't hurting people. They protested from their hearts. But now the protest is often from someone else's wallet. That's my input.
Very well put.
Though not all know everything, many of you are aware through your own higher perception of God's truth, first within your own I Am God presence and higher mind, your Holy Christ Buddha self. And then as these divine truths filter through your Christic mind into your own perception through Buddhic mindfulness by the grace of God within illumination's fire. If you open yourself to the truth in all things, understanding comes, often in ways that you do not always immediately grasp for your outer waking awareness. Yet, blessed ones, because God loves you and God desires for you to be eternally free in the light, when you abide within the law of cosmic truth, all is fulfilled in time and space according to that divine law that is locked within your hearts, that abides deep within that still sacred space for the maxim light individualized for you burns brightly, beautifully, reverently.
I'll just make a quick comment here. The maxim light is the threefold flame that burns uniquely within each of us. It's a different size in all of us. It gets bigger. It grows bigger and bigger in this secret space or the secret chamber of our heart as we become more and more in tune with our higher self, our Christ self. And it consists of three flames, actually, that intertwine as one. The blue flame of power and will, and the yellow flame of wisdom, and the pink flame of love. For those of you who have not heard that story, and it is often talked about, and it is often mentioned as the maxim light, or sometimes the threefold flame.
During this cycle, manifest the light of cosmic peace through your hearts, not in judgment of any man, woman, or child, particularly, yet in that receptive mode of simply being there for God to anchor this light of cosmic justice in the earth. Be aware of your own perceptions, conclusions, and sometimes those things that you feel are so important, but there is an oppressive force that manifests through the psyche as a burden to both yourself and others.
I just want to mention here that one of those things that burdens us and feels like an oppressive force are the politics of today. So know yourself and know whether it's a good idea for you to watch the mainstream news or not, or whether you should watch Fox News or any news sources before you go to bed. For me, I cannot do that. I have to watch something, if I watch anything, that is lighthearted and funny. I listen to an encouraging heart stream by Mother Mary. So that I just mentioned because so many people are oppressed. Let's see if there's anything else here.
The truth simply is, and none can deny the reality of it in its eternal presence. Walk in the truth. Walk in the light. Be that truth. Be that light. And in this, justice will be served. God's will shall be done. And all may come to a new level of awareness, a higher perceptive field of beingness, where wisdom speaks and divine truth prevails.
We're stopping here. If you were to hear the whole tape, Vishnu does chant for a minute in a different language, and I think that we, instead of doing that part of this heart stream, we will go to El Moria and hear what he says and how it backs up exactly what Vishnu and the 420 elders are saying. So give me a minute here. Okay.
I, El Moria, come on this fourth of the month to blaze forth the light of truth within America and the world. You know what is occurring at many levels of awareness within your nation. When you are aligned with God, when you live in your I Am God presence, and what is revealed as the truth of the hour enters your awareness, and then you act appropriately based on this knowledge and wisdom from God. The media has clouded the truth from the American people and the people of this world. You have heard the word of the 420 elders as spoken by Vishnu recently, calling to task the false media. I report, dearest ones, that all are now judged. And as those who continue to foment trouble, encourage this divisiveness amongst the brethren and the sisters, there is an action that must manifest in order for the correction to be made, that all may come into alignment with God's will. Does this necessitate greater planetary upheaval within the natural world, fires and earthquakes and hurricanes and other calamities? Is what is manifesting truly God's will for you, for the American people and mass?
All right, I'm going to answer the next question, which is, are current world situations God's highest will for you, the United States, and our planet? Well, let me share with you something that I found very interesting. Let's see if I can find it here now. Oh, dear. Well, I'll just share what I can remember. There are a series of books written by a woman named Dr. Shakuntala Modi. And she does the following with her patients. She is able to put them into a light trance and then regress them to a time before they were born. Now, most of these patients that are seeing her because of being disturbed about one thing or another that they do not know how to change. Under hypnosis, which I do not necessarily recommend for just anyone, their soul spirit informs them as to why they are being or why they are going through these particular challenges that they have. And here is what some of them revealed under hypnosis. Their spirit, their soul, said to them, "You agreed before you were born to come back to Earth at this particular time because you wanted to help people who would be going through tremendous hardships due to it being the time of Armageddon." Another soul answered like this, "You were given an opportunity to reject the negative forces that you succumbed to in your last life. During this time, a time you would be highly tempted to charge huge prices for gasoline, water, food, emergency supplies, etc., during a time of upheaval on planet Earth, you have another opportunity to do the opposite and help people." And here's a third one. "You agreed to come back to this country on your planet so that when painful challenges occurred to the people on Earth, you would gather with others and pray around the clock for help and solutions, even setting a percentage of your income to help them survive and thrive, quite the opposite of what you did in your last life." One of the most amazing answer I saw was, you were here with the founding fathers when the United States was a young, growing country. You sided with a group called the Loyalists because there was more money in it for you. And you ended up spying on the revolutionaries, or the rebels, your own kind, for the British, resulting in many deaths to the freedom lovers. You are here this time to help those people who want to save your country, who are the freedom lovers of today. You are also here to resist the money you could make by being a journalist on the wrong side. Your main challenge is integrity over physical security and fame. That's a pretty powerful one. Another one I read in one of her books, it was to a parent grieving over his daughter that was drowned. His soul learned or taught him under hypnosis that he and his daughter had agreed to this accident before they both came back to the planet this time. His spirit knew if he would just meditate and ask to recall his dreams, that she was only to be here for a short time to accomplish teaching all who were involved in the accident certain lessons they had failed to learn the last time. Now, Vishnu and the 420 elders warned us, as Barbara reported, that the amount of light that came forth for the judgment and warning given to the false media CEOs and their staff would or could cause planetary upheavals, with Alpha and Omega having the final say on it. And that depended on the response of the people, the CEOs and their staff, or different ones who are responsible for what we've been calling the fake news, who were taken in their spirit form, probably at night when they were asleep, unknown to them, unknown to their physical bodies, and they were judged. They were told that if they didn't stop what they were doing, bad things would happen. And now it was up to them. If they responded, I would think we wouldn't have had some of the stuff we're going through now. But if they don't respond, or if they didn't respond, we could have planetary upheavals, as El Moria and the 420 elders indicated. So yes, we were warned and we agreed to be here, as was everyone else, to deal with the upheavals that could occur. In fact, according to many sources, when major numbers of people are killed in an incident such as a tsunami, they have often come back only for short periods of time for one or two major purposes. Heaven views our physical lives entirely differently than we view them. They view our physical lives as one description moving into another description. We don't die. But the early description in the physical determines what the next description in the spiritual will be like and experience. So it's so important to determine your reason for being, your beingness, they often say, your beingness, your reason for being here and fulfilling it. Often major calamities are the result of mankind making the wrong choices, and therefore the persons behind geoengineering of the weather will have a lot to answer. And I'm going to let Barbara do that one in a few minutes. So let's go on here.
Or is there also manipulation of the elements themselves through geoengineering? Is there an agenda of some to continue to divide and conquer the sons and daughters of God in order for them not to reach that point of enlightened self-beingness in God?
Barbara, would you like to talk about the manipulation of the weather by geoengineering and whether you think that's has happened or not?
I've looked up a bunch of stuff about this, and Dane Wigington of Geoengineering Watch, which you can read about on geoengineeringwatch.org. There's a website with a whole bunch of information. He had an article on naturalnews.com last week where he was talking on this topic, and he said from his research there are 175 U.S. government-approved patents for weather control technology. Few of them dating back to like 1890s and whatever. The earlier ones were mostly for like rainmaking machines and stuff like that. But especially since World War II, there's a whole lot of other stuff. And HARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP. The patent for that was filed August 11th, 1987. So that's been 30 years ago that that was filed. And they've been, if you look around you and you see how the world has changed in every field over the last 30 years, and how accelerated we've become in so many different arenas. There's also been a lot of research and acceleration in this area as well. And one of the articles I was reading today said, can anyone remember ever a president having to deal with three Category 4 hurricane situations in the space of a month? It's never, ever happened. They've never even having to deal with more than one at a time. And now here this month of September, we've had the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana. We've had Florida and now Puerto Rico all basically demolished with these hurricanes. The one that came upon, came ashore on Texas, the winds were so intense, you know, that it just flattened buildings completely in some areas. And instead of gradually moving like weather does naturally, it basically sat in the same place for like 3 days. This just doesn't happen naturally. And I've read also about Hurricane Katrina, which happened in New Orleans a few years back. And when they tracked the path of that hurricane, it was going kind of west, northwest a little bit, and then it took an abrupt 90-degree turn and went straight up to New Orleans. That was also a very obvious indication of manipulation at the very least. Whether these storms are actually generated on purpose or whether they've just found ways to kind of steer them through a chemical or electronic energy means, there's a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, if you want to learn more about this topic at your own pace, you can go on naturalnews.com or also geoengineeringwatch.org and read all you can handle on this topic. But there's definitely indications that the weather is definitely being manipulated. So
yes.
There you go.
Yes, that's so true. I just think that if the geoengineering of the weather did not occur, that God can still allow various weather challenges to happen or not to happen to teach us lessons and give opportunities for our spiritual growth. You probably, many of you may have seen the positive things that happened that came out of Hurricane Harvey, where people were giving themselves in a special way that made them feel so wonderful and so blessed that they were just almost beside themselves with the opportunities to help that occurred there. And also, an interesting thing that did happen was we had our 24-hour prayer vigil during this time, and we saw Hurricane Irma go from a 5, 4, or to a 4, from a 4 down to 2 in ferocity and stop everything. Another interesting thing was all of the heart friends that we are aware of that communicate with us, of all of them, we haven't had any that had any major damage happen to their homes or to their cars or to their lives through any of these. And there are several in Florida, several in the Houston area, several in, I don't know about any in Puerto Rico, but I have not heard of any major damage happening to them. And we feel like even when El Moria says, you know, just abide in the truth, or as Vishnu said that, I guess. So now we'll go on here.
I will not reveal all the saved. So many of you seen the handwriting in the sky of late and have done your own research to the alternative media. What I will say, dearest ones, is that when I came to say to you, be prepared, it had many meanings, primarily being in God, prepared for the descent of light into your being and for the ascent of your consciousness always unto the highest octaves of light, to your centeredness, to your love, your devotion to God. And then, fully seated within that frame of reverence of wholeness in God, to also act, prepare yourself, your family, your community of life for all that could manifest. Did certain forces be unleashed? Even now, of creating a disturbance within entire planetary body, its atmosphere, and the subconscious of people everywhere.
The next question we have here is, what does El Moria mean when he counsels us to be prepared? And I'm going to call on Dwyn to answer that question. Dwyn?
Yes, Donna, thank you. I think the main request from Beloved Almoria is that we keep absolute connection with our I Am Presence, and so that we may remain in the love and harmony and peace that is required for us to be instruments of the light, and that we may keep that for ourselves and for our communities and see all parts of life in that same presence. It's so important to hold the Immaculate Concept, even though we may see out-of-alignment states in so many areas. We have to hold that perfect vision. And so we're calling for the protection and the awakening of ourselves as well as our community and all peoples on the planet. We have to see perfection everywhere. And we pray for all light bearers to awaken so that the scales truly can be in favor of protection. And I think we really require uncluttering our minds, our consciousness of anything that is less than, which is healthy, and always having part of our attention on God, on our presence, no matter what else we're doing in our day. And I think physically we have to be on a, you know, as pure a diet as we can be so that we can be more clear and more balanced in our emotions and in our physical and mental bodies. And being active, perhaps in gardening, because this can help if there is a situation on the planet, if we can be into gardening, which is healthy for our four lower bodies, body, mind, soul, spirit. We can also be practical in, like, canning food, freezing food, saving seeds, because we don't know what the future holds. And so prepared on that level. And whatever we require doing for our emotional health and our mental health, whether it be on the physical and breathing and just holding that tie with our presence and doing whatever exercises in our consciousness that will free us up to have that clear tie with our presence and visualizing perfection, not only for ourselves but every other part of life, and being positive. Being positive, and when we feel ourselves slipping into another level, another vibration, bring out those tools to help us be cleared of any of that unreal substance and recognize and ask to be shown the truth. So I think, and also, you know, in our physical practice, as we do things like yoga and the breathing and so on, that's helping really all four of our bodies, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. So, and also what we're watching in the media, I mean, being selective and not allowing that to pull us down, but just if you're going to watch it, you know, keep that flame, that blue flame and that violet flame all around you and all around what you're observing, and not to get pulled down by it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. That was great.
There is no fear in the initiate who is prepared, for he, she understands the excellent disease of the hour and are always ready for what God does manifest and what mankind chooses day by day. Therefore, be at peace, and yet be aware and awake as to the continuing revelation of truth within you and within the alternative media. Third.
Someone needs to hit star 6. We're getting some noise.
is reality, dearest one. And some, even seeming to be enlightened, continue to project their agenda and their fear to us, a release. Holding that immaculate concept of your planet in light, inviolate in the radiance of the seventh era, and the violet transmuting singing flame in your midst provides an impetus for the resolution of conflict and for the alleviation of much potential suffering, violence, ongoing criminality, and divisiveness among peoples and nations and cultures. What you do each day in terms of resolving your issues within your subconscious, your world, decidedly affects the outcome of all on earth. Therefore, when you choose to live in love, in unity, in harmony with God, this is, as an initiate, the greatest spiritual work employed by you, hour by hour, moment by moment, to make that difference everywhere upon the sacred sphere of life. Now, dearest ones, I address a topic that many have considered and some have brought directly to this messenger regarding the flat earth theory. I tell you, dearest ones, that there is an agenda of some that would bring about through this disinformation, continuing division, and even anarchy. Look to the sky. Look to the stars. Abide in the light of your presence and see the spherical awareness of God everywhere throughout the creation. You understand the nature of life. You live in your presence as a solar being. And you understand the cycles of the great cosmic clock, as Mother Mary has taught them. And you discern through these cycles your own appearing and reappearing until all is resolved within the unity field of beingness, the point in the center of reality where God exists in totality within you. Whether or not there is some credence within this theory, I aver to you that those who project this are not in alignment with the Great White Brotherhood, its purposes, its sacred work to save life upon earth, to move forward the evolution of mankind into oneness, peace, brother-sisterhood, enlightenment. Read if you dare and if you care about these who have certain psychological issues. Yes, be aware that we have already spoken the truth, the oneness of all life. Their universe is much larger and much more expansive than you can imagine. That's one. And manifesting from simply a geocentric point of view, as those who pervade this untruth reject. There are limitless worlds upon which God has invested the light of creation within a multitude of beings and a multitude of forms for the purpose of expression of that oneness of all within the multivariate create a spark of light within the cosmos.
Just briefly, I want to mention about the flat earth movement. I don't know if any of you have heard about this, but it just makes me laugh. However, there are groups of people, there is even a club called the Flat Earth Club, and I'm going to read you one little paragraph here. The recent rise of the flat earth movement and those pushing the flat earth theory has taken the webosphere and blogosphere by storm. It is, I would say, the second biggest conspiracy of all. The interest has apparently been started and spearheaded by Matthew Boylan, former NASA contractor, and Eric Dubay, author of The Flat Earth Conspiracy. The idea of a flat earth has now attracted and converted some high-profile names, such as Andrew Basiago, the man who claims he teleported to Mars and he could prove that we have a flat earth. It goes on about him. And he says, the author says, well, for the record, I'm not saying I believe the earth is flat, but I am open to the possibility. Now, this is ridiculous. The masters have shown us and told us in numerous ways that this is ridiculous. But I'm warning you tonight through this art stream by El Moria and through that little paragraph I read to you, because you may be hearing about it, you may have people ask you about it, or you may see it in the news. If somebody's trying to use it as a conspiracy or to mold men's minds or do something with the way we think, just be aware. Down here in the bottom, he says, but how do you know the earth is a globe? Only because you were told so by your teacher, who was told by someone else, who was told by someone else. So don't believe it. And that is so ridiculous. Anyway, I shouldn't say that. It's up to you as to what you believe, but I appreciate the warning by El Moria.
Yes, you are in the center of the cosmos. You are in the center of God. And so are those evolutions on many star systems and their planetary homes. When you feel this unity, to understand this dynamic, you can be anywhere in the consciousness of God instantaneously by grace through that oneness. A field of pure being and the light. Again, have no fear of the future. Live in the reality of God's truth within you. And all shall come to full understanding according to the cycles of light. God would reveal them.
We're going to end here, because the next part is basically talking about Hurricane Irma, which is over, and we won't take the time to make calls for that hurricane at this time. What I'm going to do is ask Dwayne, if you're there, if you would seal this class in prayer, and then I would like also for all of you to know before she seals the class that we are going to have a little time of prayer after the sealing, And Donna Dreegan will share some announcements and events at that time. And any of you that have questions about anything that you heard tonight, or any names of books or people or whatever, please stay, and we will take care of you. So, Dwayne, go ahead and seal the class in prayer.
Yes. In the name of the I Am That I Am and my Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call beloved angels of heaven, the archangels, the seven archai, and we call it to all the Chohans of the rays and the beloved Elohim to enfold us and seal us in the light of God that always prevails. Speak within our hearts, seal us, and always show us truth so that we may have the discernment to take right action, whether it be concerning our own lives and all those whom we make contact with and all those on this planetary body. Help us remember to hold the light, to hold the perfect vision for every part of life, and remind us to keep that tie to your heart always, to the heart of our mighty I Am That I Am and all of our heavenly beings, so that we are open and receptive only to the light. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, everybody who listened to our class, who attended tonight. And again, you are welcome to stay with us for a little bit more informal time of questions and prayers and announcements. Now I'll call on you, Donna Dreegan,
okay,
to share with any events.
All right. September 30th, Saturday, is international broadcast from 7 to 9:30 a.m., and it's going to be on the protection, enlightenment, and nourishment of children, families, through the first crystal ray of virtues. And then October 1st, our own Donna Korth, as I mentioned briefly in the beginning, is going to be having a free Meru University course on the stories of the Declaration of Independence, and that is from 11 to 1 a.m., 1 p.m. in Mountain Time. And that is also available via the telephone. And this is going to be on the home page, but it's also going to be via the telephone. And October the 17th, Tuesday, is going to be with El Moria that we're now having once every month. It's going to be October 17th from 7 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then October 29th, there's going to be a Livingston, Montana, with Simulcast in Minnesota, free event, 9 o'clock a.m. till noon, Mountain Time. And it's going to be You Are a Messenger of Light, How to Deliver Your Holy Spirit Gifts with Joy and Grace. And December the 16th through the 20th in Cuernavaca, Mexico City, the Holy Family in Mexico with the Light of Freedom and Justice with Saint Germain and Portia come to illumine families and everywhere. Also, if you cannot make it in person, you can always get the teleclass on the computer, or rather on the computer and also, I believe, via the telephone too. And then we are having, this is new, we've been having it for a couple of months now, Heart Streams from different local areas around the country, book studies, services, and we're going to be having, starting in October, a whole new section going to December, and we will have that on the website soon. But in case you have any questions, somebody can call me right now, 443-520-2882, but we will be having this information on the website. But if you don't have the website, then you can call me. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Donna. I'm going to take a second here and end our recording, and then we will. I'm going to call on Linnell to take charge of the prayer time. So hold on just a moment.